Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And Chris, today we discuss something that I feel like I was convicted of as I was reading over the topic, and that is how being more mindful can reduce stress and allow us to focus more on the things that matter.
True. If we're really being honest with ourselves, Brandon, the reality is I think we can all relate to this. But, you know, so many of the clients that come to counseling express at least some concern over things like racing thoughts or inability to concentrate or focus for extended periods of time and how that causes anxiety and stress in our lives in other areas. So I'm really glad we're talking about this today. And hey, look, Brandon, there's a squirrel.
Yes, nice illustration there. I think that we can all relate to it at some point in time or another. I noticed you brought up a term here, and that being mindfulness. Can you help us understand what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. Mindfulness basically means that you're not shifting into autopilot when you're going throughout your day. In other words, when you've got tasks to do, you're aware of those tasks and you're also aware of those challenges of overcoming those tasks. And what I mean, again, by being on autopilot is this. Have you ever been driving down the road when you suddenly realize that you haven't really been paying that close of attention and you kind of think to yourself, wow, how did I get this far? I was like almost like in a trance, almost like in a daydreaming. So that's not being mindful of the task at hand, which is driving, or something else like brushing your teeth. You're not overly mindful of that task because you've done it so much. You just shift into autopilot. You know exactly what you need to do, and you might be doing three other tasks while you're brushing your teeth. So again, you do something so often that requires minimal attention. This same phenomenon can happen also with our emotions. We may be so routinely used to worrying or feeling down that we just allow ourselves to feel those emotions without stopping to remember the facts of the situation or God's word or God's truth in any situation, which actually helps to reduce our fears and worries. So that's what I mean by being into autopilot. It's going through our day or doing tasks which might be so repetitive that it's easier to do them without significantly engaging your mind in that task.
How does this concept relate to our ability to focus?
Many times when we talk about focusing, we're using that term as it relates to completing tasks which are difficult. For example, this time of year, we're all thinking about living healthier lifestyles. But it's so easy, once we get a few weeks into the year, to kind of shift back into that autopilot and then reengage old behaviors which we decided we were going to change or give up completely, like going to the gym. So being mindful of our goals, meaning having those goals present in our minds and think about them routinely, or our godly desires, for example, helps us to avoid shifting into that autopilot and reverting back to old patterns, which, you know, as we're all aware, were unhealthy or even possibly destructive, such as in the cases of addictions. This allows us then to keep our goals in focus and keep us moving in a positive direction until these new, healthier, or productive behaviors become a habit.
What would you offer as far as tips for increasing mindfulness and focus?
Well, the first one, obviously, is based on what I just said. And again, turn off those notifications on your pocket computer or otherwise known as your smartphone. You don't really need to have notifications for everything. You really don't. Keep in mind that if people really need to get a hold of you in an emergency, they'll call you. They will know how to reach you without it having to be sent through social media. Secondly, this is a little tip I use with my folks if they're having a hard time studying or reading or doing mindful tasks which require some concentrated thought. Set a timer, like a kitchen timer, preferably not the one on your smartphone, so that you set times to read and you gradually extend your focus while you're reading. For example, if you have a hard time focusing, make sure that you don't set your expectations too high initially. Maybe set that timer for 1 minute, and then when the timer goes off, take a quick mental break, look around the room, just take a few deep breaths, and then set the timer again. It might sound like a lot of work, but the reality is you have to retrain your brain to be able to focus for extended periods of time. So when there's fewer distractions, that's a good time to practice this, maybe early in the morning or after the kids are in bed or off to school or during a lunch break. Thirdly, set up scheduled times for social media engagement. I'm not saying completely cut out Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But I'm saying don't allow those programs to drive the amount of time you're devoting to them. You be in control of that, and you set certain times in which you're going to get on there and do whatever. But only certain times during the day or week. I've got folks that have decided to only go on those programs once or twice a week instead of every day. Another tip, reduce the need for music to be played in the background by reducing the volume and changing the music to a quiet instrumental, and then try reading and doing other activities eventually without music. I get a lot of people that say, oh, I can't do anything without music. Well, that's because you trained yourself to need the extra stimulation. Final tip here, have an accountability partner, somebody with whom you can work with together on this. Your church small groups are a great place to talk about these types of issues and goals, great place to form relationships as well.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.